Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Today we're going to be talking about Feature Frames with one of the participants, one of the filmmakers who was selected to be part of the strand this year, Judita Gamulin, who was presenting her film Maritza. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Well, first of all, just to kind of introduce yourself to our listeners, I would just like to really ask you a little bit about your journey to making movies, why you decided that you wanted to make films, and what you did to get to this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I stopped thinking about it, why I'm doing it, but I don't know, after high school, I was really into computers and everything, so I started with my editing studies, and I finished. I have this bachelor degree, and then I went to the master studies of film directing, and then I'm finishing at the moment, and I showed my graduation film here. So what else to say?
Well, just in terms of editing, for example, I mean, do you feel like it informs your filmmaking in a way? Or was that, because there's a lot of directors I'm thinking of that started from editing. So I'm just wondering whether it sort of informs your filmmaking now that you're actually directing film.
Yeah, I think so, yes, because I'm really into structure in the film and I like to play with time. And editing is like the best training you can get in films. And I spend a lot on set working as a script and continuity girl also. And that helped a lot, actually, because I'm completely familiar with the process now, so I can focus on the other things.
So you gained a lot of experience doing other things on set and editing, and then finally you're now directing movies.
Yeah.
It's a very valuable experience, basically, right?
Yeah, it is, because you're learning on other people's failures, and that's great, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And just to talk a little about Maritza, I'm just curious. Well, first of all, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the film, what would you like to tell them a little bit about it, introduce the story to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, the film follows a housewife, yeah. On a day, she decides to leave her family, but she got really scared at some point, and she goes back home at the end. So the film, at the moment I did this film, I was really, really interested in how, for some people, the freedom is very terrifying and empty, and even worse than captivity. That was my main idea. Yeah.
That's true. Do you feel that? Do you feel that yourself in your life?
Well, I felt it once, and I was terrified of it, and I'm really focused to fill the emptiness now. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the story for this film was somehow inspired by your own life.
It actually was. Yeah.
Does that generally happen with the films that you want to make? You want to make them in order to express something that you feel yourself, to represent it in film?
Yes, but I mostly in my films I'm dealing with these dysfunctional families, and I don't have my own family. I mean, a new one. So it's basically anticipation. But I'm really observing dysfunctional families like the biggest hobby for me, and I'm doing it all the time unintentionally, so
So I'm curious, going back to what you said about structure, just to kind of visualize the film, do you play with structure in this particular film, in Maritza?
Well, no. In this film, I was more interested in the visual approach than in the narrative itself. But I did in my previous film, like this diptych, and I told the story twice from the different perspectives, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And the visual approach, I mean, how do you play with that in this film?
In this film, I wanted to create this generally claustrophobic feeling, and I wanted to illustrate that emptiness of her inner world with this absence of characters and events in the film.
That's so interesting, because, like, you know, you're dealing with you're really trying to represent freedom as something that can feel like, you know, you're trapped, which actually makes me want to ask you, were you sort of inspired by artworks or anything, maybe even other films, to get that feeling?
Well, I cannot point at anything at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe Ulrich Seidel, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His film Paradise.
Right, yes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe it had some impact, yeah. Because she was completely free there in Africa, and somehow she was very, very, yeah.
That's very interesting. Yeah, he's very powerful. We're running out of time. My final question to you is just about your experience here at Carlo Vivari and as part of Future Frames.
Well, I don't have any expectations, actually, but we had this nice masterclass with the directors Jasmin Lajbanic, and we got a lot of press interviews, and we're doing basically promotion. But I don't know. I really like to talk to other people, because I come from a really small country and I'm always surrounded by the same few authors, so it's really healthy for me to get another perspective. Yeah,
actually we did, I don't believe we mentioned it. What country do you come from?
Croatia.
So do you feel somehow inspired by your country in a way? Yeah, the art of your country.
Yeah, but my stories are always somehow more universal.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.